Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today, we pull back the veil. What happens when clarity replaces confusion? When governance stops reacting and starts restoring? This is the first 100 days. A covenantal blueprint, a lawful reformation, a sovereign-grade response to a nation and a world on the edge of structural fatigue. Today, we show you what was built, what now stands in place, and why the next century of American governance will no longer be written in panic, but in purpose. Let's begin. When we talk about infrastructure in America, we're not just talking about asphalt and concrete. We're talking about movement, the daily rhythm of life, people getting to work, parents picking up their kids, trucks carrying food, fuel, and freight across the nation. But for too long, that movement has been stalled by traffic, by inefficiency, by systems that cost too much and return too little. That changes now. Arx Navis is a blockchain-based, satellite-governed infrastructure system, not just to monitor traffic, but to restore trust. Jurisdiction by jurisdiction, mile by mile, it's built on 6 original mobility protocols protected by a dual-layer communication stack and anchored in the first-ever SEC-registered interchange fee designed for public infrastructure. What does that mean for Americans? It means $160 billion in national savings from congestion, waste, and outdated toll collection. It means $5 billion in treasury growth without raising taxes, $2.4 billion in annual deployal revenue returned directly to local and state governments. And here's what's remarkable. Even under conservative estimates, Arx Navis delivers corridor-level payback in just 24 to 30 days. No speculation, no tax hikes, no federal red tape. Just data-backed transparency and sovereignty restored to every mile. Because real infrastructure doesn't just move vehicles. It moves a nation with clarity, with integrity, and with trust. If Arx Navis secures the roads, then NATRA, our national traffic architecture, secures the future of economic equity. This system operates entirely within the boundaries of U.S. law, including eSign Act 15 U.S.C. 7001. That means it's deployable now, without waiting on Congress. And the returns? Up to $260 billion in annual GDP growth, $50 to $75 billion from recovered labor productivity, $30 to $50 billion from improved freight velocity, $12 to $20 billion in recovered toll revenue, $40 to $60 billion and accident-related savings. But it's not just about numbers. Nature saves lives. An estimated 7,000 to 11,000 lives per year. And it restores equity by allowing counties, cities, and underserved regions to finally participate in a mobility economy that works for them. Built on blockchain, governed by smart contracts, and verified through Attesta, Natra makes every transaction court admissible and regulator readable. And with its built-in price rises function, it secures every token linked to the network reflects real-world infrastructure value, not market speculation. This is law meeting logic, equity meeting execution, and justice embedded in the roads we share. Let's clarify something on this that's often misunderstood. The price rises function is through the Nexus token. And the Nexus token is not a cryptocurrency. It doesn't trade, it doesn't spike, it doesn't crash, and it cannot be gamed. Why? Because it was never designed to be a financial instrument. It was designed to be infrastructure code, governing how fees are routed, how roads are funded, how public value is restored. Filed under SEC Rule 506B, Nexus is a non-custodial, non-tradable token that acts like a digital interchange gear, collecting 1% fee that powers the entire corridor system. Here's the impact. $5 billion in projected national treasury growth, $2.4 billion per year in deployer revenue sent directly to the jurisdictions, $3,500 to $5,200 in average household benefit through reduced costs, time savings, and improved system efficiency. Already tested in over 8,100 transactions with zero error and full audibility, Nexus is live, lawful, and ready to scale. This isn't a coin. This isn't an investment. It is a constitutional upgrade to how America funds what it builds. Because a nation founded on principles, the tools of governance must be principled too. Some moments in American history redefine the role of government, not by expanding it, but by restoring its credibility. ClearFund is one of those moments, and at its core, it's a simple principle. Consent must be visible. But it doesn't stop there. It makes every contract court admissible, every transaction treasury readable, and every dollar accountable to the public it came from. No new taxes, no expanded surveillance, no statutory overreach. And yet, by conservative modeling, ClearFund is projected to yield over $1.029 trillion annually in enforceable treasury revenue. Let that sink in. $1 trillion routed lawfully, contractually, and transparently without changing a single law. This isn't theory. This is the doctrinal replacement for a broken disbursement logic. It's how we move beyond entitlement insolvency, beyond fiscal opacity, and into a new economy governed not by slogans, but by signatures. And here's the scale of that impact. ClearFund is built to fund 19 federal agencies directly without Congress needing to reauthorize, without debt ceilings, without delay. It's programmable finance that preserves legal supremacy, not undermines it. And in that clarity, we see the future of government finance, not centralized, not confiscatory, but covenantal. Because what people give in trust must be returned in transparency. And then we went right after healthcare in America. What if we told you that the most broken system in America could be fixed? Not by more paperwork, not by partisan debates, but by protocols. Helix is that protocol. It is a blockchain-based healthcare system designed not just to reform healthcare, but to replace what's failing with logic, not loopholes. And the results? They're staggering. 74.6 billion saved in administrative waste, 69.6 billion in fraud prevented, 126.5 billion returned to patients, and up to 90% of bureaucracy eliminated across Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA, all without passing a single new law. Helix runs on smart contracts, digital IDs, and cryptographic enforcement, turning denials and delays into instant verification and trusted payments. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's the end of surprise bills. It's doctors being paid in seconds, not weeks. It's $850 billion per year saved for taxpayers, not middlemen. The future of healthcare doesn't need more politics. It needs execution. Because this isn't reform. This is code over chaos. Then there are few wounds deeper in America and its soul than unsolved gun violence. Behind every statistic is a family waiting, grieving, hoping for justice. And for too long, that justice has been delayed or denied. But what if every bullet casing could speak? Not metaphorically, literally. Welcome to Defiance, decentralized, evidentiary forensics for immutable audibility, networked chain of custody and enforcement. It's not a theory, it's infrastructure, and it's here to change everything. This system turns every shell casing into tamper-proof, court-admissible digital witness using blockchain, NFTs, and cryptographic micro-etchings to create unforgeable forensic fingerprints. And the result? 4,000 lives saved every year, 17,000 shootings prevented, 15,400 more gun crimes solved annually, raising the national homicide clearance rate from 46% to 77%. 6 to 7% reduction in overall U.S. crime. $78.4 billion in national savings over 10 years. And in Chicago alone, the simulation showed 230 million saved, with 130 more homicides solved every single year. How? Because fake evidence, brass plantings, and ghost gun evasion, they don't work when every casing is cryptographically sealed and logged on chain in seconds. This is not surveillance. This is not registration. This is justice engineered. And when you can trust the evidence, you can finally deliver peace. So now when we talk about Social Security, we're not just talking about a program. We're talking about a promise. A promise made to generations of Americans that their work, their sacrifice, and their contributions would be honored in return. But here's the reality. That promise is now on a countdown clock. The Social Security Trust Fund, currently $2.8 trillion, is projected to run dry by the mid-2030s. That's not theory. That's federal reporting. And when it happens, it means cuts, shortfalls, and system-wide instability. But now, there's an answer. The Harvest Labs Doctrine introduces federally regulated yield trusts, or FRYTs, as the first sovereign-grade architecture designed not to delay collapse, but to reverse it. What do? They generate yield without debt. They fund Social Security without ever raising taxes, and they restore solvency by operating inside the law, not around it. When integrated into the sovereign foundation known as the federal trust layer, this framework doesn't just delay the inevitable, it extends the life of Social Security by 17 years. No benefit cuts, no tax hikes, no deficit expansion, and more than that, it projects to fully fund monthly Social Security benefits for over 162,000 Americans right out of the gate. This isn't a patch. This is restoration, anchored in trust, authored in code, and aligned with the founding intent of sovereign stewardship. Because when the promises of government begin to wobble, the answer isn't more rhetoric. It's more righteousness in the way we govern. There are moments in history when a nation doesn't need more policy, it needs more stewardship. No more programs, not more dependency, but a return to the places where resilience begins. In the home, in the church, in the hands of the people. In essence, the steward's mandate. It is a blueprint not just for reform, but for realignment. When tested through national simulations, the transformation is undeniable. Government aid dependency drops from 68% to 39%. Church-based crisis response increases 146%, becoming the first contact for 64% of Americans. Labor force participation rises from 61.4% to 68.9%. GDP growth lifts from 2.2% to 3.7%, a 68% national productivity gain. Church attendance surges from 0.6% to 5.1% annually with a 750% increase. And with it, the national happiness rises. Crime falls by 21.5%. Homicide drops by 28.3%. Because when spiritual infrastructure becomes visible again, hope returns. And when trust is placed not only in systems, but in people of character, nations heal. The steward's mandate reminds us that we are not just a country of systems, we are a country of souls. And the restoration of one begins with the restoration of all. Every nation invests in roads, in bridges, in broadband. But what about the infrastructure of speech? In moments of national crisis, what determines whether a population panics or perseveres isn't the size of its government. It's the clarity of its voice. This is where the Williams Linguistic Speech Pattern, WLSP, changes everything. Originally developed from the classroom wisdom of Tulsa educator Beth Williams, WLSP follows a proven triphasic structure. Positive, negative, positive. Why does it matter? Because it maps the emotional arc of the human nervous system, engaging oxytocin, reducing cortisol, and restoring serotonin. And the results? An increase of 26% in media trust sentiment, a 38% reduction in panic-induced flight during DHS-modeled riot scenarios, 60 to 70 billion in preserved market cap from investor stability, a 22.8% increase in net trust gain over legacy public messaging frameworks. But even more, WLSP could have de-escalated pre-war conflict by 27.75%, according to retroactive simulations of World War II and Iraq in 2003. Today, It stands as the first speech architecture classified as Tier 1 infrastructure, recommended for FEMA briefings, presidential addresses, and AI-governed national alert systems. Because when the words are broken, trust fractures. But when words are whole, the people stand strong. Let's talk about readiness. Not just in ships, weapons, or logistics, but in the people who serve, and specifically, the women who serve. The Decker Combat Endocrine Stabilization Model, DCESM, is pioneering doctrine for physiological and operational readiness, engineered specifically for high-stakes female military environments. Its simulation results are historic. 78 million missions hours restored annually, equivalent to 453,838 full-time personnel, 45 billion in operational savings without expanded recruitment or infrastructure spending. Legally, DCESM establishes endocrine stabilization as a protected medical legal right under the U.S. constitutional law, military code, and humanitarian doctrine. It enforces informed consent, bodily sovereignty, prohibition of coercive pharmaceutical interventions, and clinically, it strengthens three domains of survivability: sensory motor reaction, executive cognition control, social emotional cognition. These advantages are proven in simulations aligned with the U.S. Navy Strike Fighter Tactics Instructor Program, known as Top Gun, where precision, cognition, and hormonal regulation shape life or death outcomes. This is not just a health protocol. It is a national security doctrine, ensuring that when our service women show up to the front lines, they show up strong, protected, and empowered. Now we close, not with a new weapon, but with a new kind of wisdom. The doctrine of strategic restraint is a sovereign-grade framework designed not to escalate conflict, but to prevent it through foresight, accountability, and covenantal consequence modeling. Built on lawful precedent, tested in simulations, and aligned with international law, it introduces three original tools: the Purple Team Calculus, or PTC, simulates generational impact of escalation decisions. The Decker Escalation Amplification Coefficient, or EAC, dampens posturing and overreach. The Moral Burden Carrying Index, MBCI, quantifies leadership responsibility under pressure. Together, these tools enable war colleges, intelligence coalitions, and interagency working groups to simulate peace, not just war. The savings, $2.126 billion per year in U.S. Navy and Coast Guard operations, $1.6 trillion in projected global savings over a decade. And in the case study, the velocity was up to 13.3% improvement in vessel acceleration, proving that embedded peace produces tactical gain. Because in the end, restraint isn't weakness. It's righteous wisdom in motion. And the measure of any nation isn't how long it can fight. It's how long it can lead without losing its soul. And now we know, in just 100 days, The simulation became structure. The doctrine became delivery. And America's most urgent crisis, fiscal, social, moral, met something they haven't met in decades. A lawful answer. Let's recap what's now in motion. The total financial savings to the U.S. government, $4.242 trillion, already modeled, already executable, not from taxes, not from printing, but from covenantal code. The lives saved each year when implemented, 15,000 lives, mothers, fathers, children, preserving through roads that route, bullets that speak, and systems that work. From 78 million mission-ready hours to 453,000 personal equivalent gains. These measures, our lives, our families, our hours back at the dinner table. This is what was restored to America. This wasn't a patch. It was an upgrade to the American operating system. The moral infrastructure restored, church attendance projected to go up 750%, crime down, hope up, because when the soul of a nation is tended, its systems follow. With WLSP, words now heal, trust rises, panic falls, even markets listen, preserving 60 to 70 billion in investor value every year. And globally, the doctrine of strategic restraint gives us back what war takes: time, clarity, and the wisdom to prevent what never needed to happen. So where do we go from here? We don't wait. We build. Because the covenant is not a slogan, it's stewardship. And these, every model, every dollar saved, every life restored, these are the first fruits of a nation no longer bound by fear, but led by covenant. The first 100 days of a future we no longer have to fear. And we're just getting started. And on July 4th, here at the White Paper, we introduce the world to the newest economic system, covenantal economics. This is the White Paper. And thank you for trusting me with this.